Alan Kemp presents Solar Outsiders with Friends. The Kemp Song. Alan Kemp is a solar king. Alan Kemp is a good salesman. Alan Kemp is a good CEO. Knows his stuff when it comes to panels and inverters. Kempy knows he's a genius. Kempy is an atheist. Kempy, he's the man. Solar King, King of Brisbane. Solar God, who has a big dick. I've got a big dick.
All right, guys, welcome to episode number 4, Solar Outsiders with Alan Kemp. Well, so yeah, what a week it's been in the solar industry. A few people were privy to this. I think they knew for a few weeks what was going on. When I say big week, for those of you who don't know, but the solar wholesalers told the solar retailers that, you know, because of some stuff that's going on in China, I don't know what's going on, but prices are going up. Their manufacturing is slowing. That apparently they had what they call the solar industry toilet paper clearance sale. Not a clearance sale, just all the retailers actually made it that. They all panic bought like the stock. For the next 3 months, they all bought as much as they could. And a few wholesalers I've talked to today have actually run out of panels and they're waiting for new stuff to come. But when the new stuff comes, who's going to buy it? Because a lot of it, the retailers have bought their stuff. So, yeah, that's gone on and that's real crazy. We've got price increases again. This will be heading on. For the last 6 months, prices have just gone up, up and up with the solar panels, rail, inverters are going to go up soon. So everything's going up there. And then also today we have news coming early this morning. Isolators now, all the DC isolators. I believe you can't use any of them. They're all... The certification or something has expired and it wasn't renewed. So now some wholesalers are even asking for that stock actually back because you're not allowed to have it. And there's rumours saying that if you do have that stock in the next few days, it'll be certified again. But then now others are saying that actually China's having a holiday for a little bit, so... The certification won't be ready for quite some time. So, interesting what'll happen, what will come of this all next week. So, later on today, also, we will deal with... we'll have a chat to Lewis, the scumbag wholesaler from Perth, who he knows... Don't know, but he's pretty hooked up with what he knows... His knowledge is second to none, really. He might be a scumbag and everything and love selling his growies, 3 growies for the price of 1 Fronius, all that stuff. He seems to be knowledgeable, so we'll give him a call later and ask him to explain what's going on because I don't really understand it myself and how bad it could possibly get. We have a call because lately it's been a bit quiet in the solar market. Every time it's quiet, you get lead generation companies, SEO-related companies call us non-stop asking for work just from everywhere, offshore, Australia. We get called non-stop. So we've put on a little... you'll hear, a bit of a tactic, a call on how to deal with... people that just call non-stop month after month for well over 12, 18 months. So, yeah, we'll deal with that. So what we'll do now is we'll give Lewis a call and we'll see what we can learn from the scumbag wholesaler.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Lewis.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. Yeah, so what's going on in the wholesale world this week or month? Been pretty crazy with all the prices going up, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It has. I mean, there was the first round of price increases in July. Obviously, we buy the quarter in advance. So, and there was a second round of increases in September, and then the price went up again.
Yeah, because last time we talked, you said there was a price rise for quarter three, but what we're actually dealing, and we did see that a little bit, but what we're now seeing is demand for quarter four, which I believe you wholesale guys are calling the toilet paper sale.
Yeah, there's going to be issues for some wholesalers who have not pre-ordered all their stock and they've secured the shipping. What's landing here at the moment is probably significantly higher, we believe, panel prices through October for a majority of the leading brands are going to be around 40 cent upwards.
Right. And when you say leading brands, are these the common tier one, like your Longy, your Jinko, Trainers?
Yeah, your big four. Yeah. I think others are going to struggle. Part of the reason is because the raw material has gone up. Some of the big brands have locked in contracts with the raw material, like the polysilicone and the glass, etc. But we don't know how long they've locked in these contracts for.
Right.
What we do know is polysilicone actually doubled in price last week, the spot price. We also know that the big brands allegedly have got good deals locked in with the shipping companies, but then the information that we're being given is the shipping companies stating that there's no space, no containers available.
So why is that? Why? What's all this sudden thing about the shipping?
Well, if I had a business in shipping, I'd be making a 3,000% profit at the moment, by the sounds of it.
3,000. I heard containers have gone from like 2,000 up to above 10,000 just for a container.
It's a bidding. It's like an auction. You have to. It's spot price container. We've seen containers are around about $14,000 top price. If you want your stock on the water, you're going to have to pay the high price. So if they say, oh, there's a shortage of containers, that means they cannot offer the amount of containers at the lower price, then they have to go to the spot market and pay the higher price.
Right, and this has all changed in the last 6 months.
Yeah, it's obviously, there's obviously the ports are very congested. I don't know what's going on with the world, but Singapore port, if a boat disembarks in Singapore, if they're coming to Perth or Adelaide, usually they go via Singapore. They can be backed up in Singapore for 2 weeks before it gets loaded onto another vessel. So there's major delays at the ports. The shipping companies are taking advantage of this, and they are also even restricting weight in the containers as well. They're saying, oh, well, your solar panels might be too heavy, so they will prioritize
the tax
containers
on that.
With less weight.
Yeah, right.
So, for some of the smaller manufacturers, it's pretty much impossible for them to organize their own shipping. So for example, we sell a certain panel and Lipton.
Like your cheaper tier two ones, like your Liptons and all those out in the market.
Your tier ones, but yeah, we take over the shipping of Lipton panels now.
But the smaller guys, you mean, that aren't the big four that are still coming out of China. They're the one, the cheaper ones. That yeah.
So we'll probably see those disappear in the short term. We don't know how long this.
But then the rumor is that the big four are disappearing in the short term. So what's going to be there?
Well, I wouldn't say most. As I said before, most of the wholesalers have probably got their ducks in a row, and they've already procured their stock till maybe March next year. So hopefully that will still.
Because I talked to a lot of solar business owners this week, and they've all said, like, even medium-sized guys, they've ordered countless number of containers from their wholesalers and paid in advance to make sure they're sorted for summer, or at least until January kind of thing.
Yeah. There's some crazy panic buying going on at the moment. But, yeah, the big, you know, a lot of the leading manufacturers have chosen not to accept orders at the moment. And that is because they do not know what the price will be. There's so many variables happening. There's the cost of the raw materials rising.
So you've got the cost of raw materials, you've got a shortage, you've got the shipping prices gone up, and of course the US
price.
AUD, USD.
The AUD, USD, and then what I'm led to believe, China is, you know, needs to meet its renewable energy target for year by year. And
they're slowing down what they can sell because they need to put it in their own domestic market. So
I believe they are. Well, there's power cuts, power outages across China, and what they're trying to encourage people to do is for the businesses that have solar. I believe this is a short term period, according to the emissions calculator, that it should be just before winter. Then they may be able to operate longer, but some factories can only operate 2 to 3 days a week at the moment. So
until they put panels on their roof. Or something.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, if they put panels on their roof, they may be able to operate longer. But we believe it's just down to the emissions target, and they think by the information I've been given, by them implementing this by winter, they shouldn't need to implement it no more. So it will delay, cause a few issues up until. Maybe December.
Until they
in
have
China,
surplus,
then,
so they can again sell to Australia and the rest of the world.
Yeah. So, but there's still heavy congestion at the ports. Which
a lot of problems.
There's still a lot of stuff going out the water.
And why is there congestion at the ports? I don't get it. Why did this suddenly happen?
Maybe because due to the pandemic worldwide, more products being purchased. People are ordering more, I think some of the shipping fleets, one of the shipping fleets to Australia, have reduced their sailings because they can get more money by sailing to Europe. To sail to Europe, you can get $20,000 a container.
And I've had a wholesaler tell me, who's Chinese, so you probably know a bit more, but he was saying that the shipping routes are changing a bit, so that as well.
Yes. So
it sounds crazy what's going to happen. So what advice do you have for small to medium sized businesses during this time that obviously buy their stock a week in advance versus a big player like your big TV solar companies? What they're going to ride out this a lot better, and what advice do you have? Being the
solar... Well, who knows? Who, go on, sorry.
Yeah, you being the scumbag solar wholesalers and that you are. What advice do you have for us smaller guys?
I would say just quote, make your quotes only valid for 1 week.
Yep.
You know, there's no point. You can create some sense of urgency. You can say to the customer, "Well, it's like this. I can only give you this quote. It's valid for 7 days. Feel free to get another couple of quotes, but the cost is going up. And read the news. The shipping cost is going up. The Australia dollar's reducing. Solar panels prices are on the rise. They've risen this much in the last 3 months. And I can't guarantee you, if you come back to me in 2 weeks and say, hey, Dan, I want to go ahead with that quote, whether I'll still be able to offer you at the same price or not.
Yeah. I just wonder if the guys have, the big guys have already sold it and don't have enough of it at the cheap price beforehand, and then they're going to cancel their jobs going forward, or, yeah, they've already locked in and they're going to keep going with the prices that they're already at while everyone's 30% dearer. It's going to be interesting.
Yes, it is. It is. I mean, some of the wholesalers may have already sold a lot of their old stock because, you know, maybe especially the ones in New South Wales and Victoria had stock sitting there. And
they've been able to install for the last few months.
They've not been able to install. Yeah, so there may still have been some bargains around, but how long that's going to last for? If you are in the position, if you are in the position to gauge, well, hey, for the next month, I'm probably going to sell 12 or 15 jobs. I would probably be doing my utmost best to try and acquire the stock a month in advance. I've had customers say this to me, and if the space has been an issue, then I said, well, yes, of course you can. You can buy the stock and you can leave it with us, and then we'll just give it to you, you know,
as you need it,
you know, because we
are
not everybody.
Yeah.
I appreciate not everybody's got, you know, the space available, but that's, we don't know. I think November we'll see a knock-on effect. It's going to be, you know, it's all down to availability. If the manufacturers can continue to produce and get the stock on the water, there's not going to be as much stock as what we're hoping for. We're hoping for our business, we're hoping we're going to be okay. But for some wholesalers who don't have direct links with the manufacturers, etc., then they may find the next few months.
Because I've seen a lot of wholesalers selling to other wholesalers and already playing games with the prices, and it's going to be funny.
Yes. But it's not just solar. It's going to have a knock-on effect on everything.
Every industry, I've heard.
So hopefully the manufacturing can ramp up and the materials that are in shortage will become available, and you know, maybe next year things may stabilize, and you know, we'll know where it's at, but at the moment we just don't know.
I believe you were saying something like the big four. I think Trina announced that they're not selling.
We've heard from other wholesalers, it's not that they're not selling in Australia, they've just suspended current orders at the moment. Maybe they could be at the end of their contracts. So until they can actually work out what it costs to produce a solar panel, I believe globally they've just temporarily
too many unknowns, so they don't want to obviously quote and then have to do it under price, because they simply wouldn't do that, but they just don't know.
Once you've, you know, a contract is a contract in China, and once you've entered into it, it's it can be pretty tricky to break it. So obviously they're just protecting their own interests, and they just want to make sure that the price that they provide is the correct price.
And if it'll even sell at that price. But yeah, so if anyone's wanting to buy a solar system, I'd say yesterday was the time to make your order. Like now.
Yeah.
And that's me being a scumbag salesman.
Yeah. You don't want to come across with this creating the edge, but you're just telling the customer the facts. And even if the cost of solar panels has risen by 25% to 30% since June, it's hard for a sales company and an installer to get their heads around it. But when you do the maths on return on investment with the customer, it still makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Electricity
is still going to go up.
6 month return, 1 year return at max.
You know, so it's just got to adjust to.
Do you think we'll see the more premium ones go up, like the cheaper tier one ones? Will we see a rise there? That's the thing everyone's saying. Oh, you won't see it at the top end of the market, but how wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, it's the cost of polysilicon's gone up. The majority of the polysilicon all comes from the same place.
Yeah.
Apart from the Maxeon cells. SunPower, etc. I mean, even the overseas, some of the overseas non-Chinese manufacturers purchase their cells from China.
Yeah.
So, I hear a couple of Korean companies reckon that they can hold their price and they may be the same money as some of the big four will be. Not sure about your Maxeon technology, you know, because that's a different type of technology altogether. SunPower. I mean, they've always been a premium anyway.
Premium. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So, interesting times. It's just a case of people still going to want to put solar on.
Price is just going up, and then that's just what it is.
Price is going up, you know.
No different to an FTC dip that we had a few years ago.
Yeah. From a customer's point of view, it's a one-time investment. It's not like petrol or bread, you know, so it's not something that they'd see market trends of up and down. They might say, oh, Home and Neighbor got it next cheaper than that. I'll say, well, yeah, that was when the currency was better and the shipping cost was cheaper. This is the cost now. Still makes sense. You know, it's... but we don't. I think all the wholesalers are worried about availability come Christmas. And there's no crystal ball.
All right, we'll secure your stock now, I think.
Yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah.
All right, no worries. All right, Lewis, will you have a cracking day over there in Perth?
And we'll do.
Stay safe, buddy.
Thanks for the call,
thanks
Dan.
For your time.
No worries, mate.
See
you,
buddy. Bye.
All right. Wow. So thanks for that, Lewis. Now, that was recorded before we knew anything about the isolators this morning, so that's why none of that was brought up there. Also, if you're a customer, I guess that means for customers, and you haven't bought any solar yet, you might want to ring up, you know, your retailer that you prefer and try to book something in to see if they've still got stock that they can allot to you. And I guess if you're a solar retailer and have no stock, you might want to call your wholesaler and say, what's left? Because I believe knowing the wholesalers and everything, I haven't even prepared for going forward past November, December. It's going to be a bit crazy. Also, we're getting into storm season as well. Queensland just had its first big rainy patch. Hail was threatened, but I don't think anything came this week, so keep an eye out for that. All right, so moving along now, we'll deal with the phone call that we got with your SEO pests that bring you that ring you up all the time, and this is just a bit of a different way how to deal with them and really get them off your back. So, yeah, we'll finish on that one today. And everyone, who knows what we'll be talking about next podcast, because it's going to be crazy. Stay safe, guys. Sydney, Melbourne out of lockdown also. Queensland's probably heading into it. So, interesting times over the next 30 days. See you then.
Hey, g'day. Can I speak with Daniel?
Yes, speaking, yeah.
Oh, g'day, Daniel. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right.
Oh, fantastic. Daniel, mate, you in Australia right now? Because when I had a look at your website, it also says you live in Thailand. Is that right?
Yeah, no, I'm in Australia.
Oh, okay. Was that the Was it the COVID that brought you back, or?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, really? So, but you were still running the business quite successfully all the way from Thailand?
I've never been successful, but I was giving it a go.
Oh.
I've never been successful, man. Fuck, where'd you get that from?
Oh, mate, just want to have a look at the website to when you basically say that, you know?
I wouldn't believe a word on there, mate. You heard the thing, fake it till you make it. Well, I'm faking it, but I've never made it, you know? So. You're like yourself. Fuck, what's going on?
Oh, mate, I was just... I'm giving you a ring, right? Just in relation to the work that we've been doing with... Have you heard of Up in Brisbane?
Yeah, man, unfortunately I have.
Yeah. Well, mate, they're actually utilising our tools, right? And what they're utilising it for is just to make sure that they stand out as the obvious choice through their Google reviews. And when I did my research, right, I noticed that you guys actually respond to your reviews, which is fantastic. Do you guys ask for them?
I don't get reviews anymore, man.
Sorry?
I don't even get reviews anymore.
Yeah, like, do you ask for them, though?
No, but I ask them not to fucking put a review up.
Oh, really? What's that?
I'm just sick of responding to them. Every time they give you a review, you got to respond to it. It's just more time out of the day that you don't want to have to deal with. So I definitely don't ask for reviews or anything. As you can see, I haven't got a review for like a couple of years, man. I've finished doing the review thing.
Yeah, I can see like the most recent ones were about 3 months ago, but they're actually giving you some solid feedback there.
Yeah. I haven't had many in 2 years, man, maybe two or three.
Okay. Because, mate, since utilising Podium, they've been able to get over 197.
They love getting reviews.
Yeah, man. Like, but they do that pretty much because what they want to do is when someone's searching for a solar company to choose, when you've got a solid reputation, people want to do business with you.
Man, because then the people feel like they, you know, because the thing is, we're out here scamming people with solar and they're going to feel like you owe them something, you know, because they left you a review. So when it when time comes, they want a warranty replacement, they're going to be extra hard on you saying, I gave you a review, you know. You don't want to leave them open for anything, man.
Oh, okay. So you kind of feel like if you ask for a review and they leave you a great one, they're going to expect something like from you in return?
Man, 100%. You don't get reviews in this game, man, unless you don't have a conscience, you know. Unless you're fully out there trying to scam people.
Okay. So, mate, that sounds like, I guess, reviews is not something that you want to even focus on. Like, you don't see that as a business, as like a generator for yourself.
On a week, man, back in the day, if you go through, now I just see clear of them, man. I don't want nothing to do with them. Because as a solar salesman, we're out here scamming people, man, and it's not right. Anyone doing solar in Australia is not right, man. And we need to find other industries to work in because what we're doing is full on, how do I say, man, it's just wrong.
Why is that? Aren't you saving people money?
Yeah, for the time being, but we're giving them 25-year review as well. 25-year warranty, sorry.
Oh. What, they don't last 25 years, or?
These things, we don't know. We don't have a time machine. Are we going to be around for 25 years? Who knows? We don't know anything.
Yeah.
Do you see the problem?
Yeah, okay.
So as an honest person, how can I, if it was a two-year warranty, whatever, you know, yeah, of course I'd ask for reviews. But now, man, full on, like, that's just being rude to the people.
Yeah, okay.
You see where I'm coming from?
All right. No, I get you. I see your standpoint. So are you looking to get out, mate, like of the solar industry?
I would love to, man, because of this. It's making honest people like myself scammers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So, mate, are you
getting
away from it?
Well, wouldn't you love to? Like I said, I'm not proud of what I do, but I've got to do it at the moment, you know? What else am I going to do?
Okay. So you're just looking to make as much as you can and then...
No, not at all. Not to make as much money as I can. That's why I don't ask for reviews. I could easily ask for reviews and get 3 a week. But that's just wrong, man. You've got to have some ethics and principle in this work, man. But asking for review and know you're doing the wrong thing for them and the environment, you're fucking up. These shit's all shit. Landfill won't even take the shit now. You know, they're charging $30 a panel to dispose of it. It's just toxic shit that lasts 5 years, man.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Man. Why would I want to keep profiting from something where I'm... People are pissed off in 5 short years, man. The shit doesn't work anymore, you know. Oh, yeah, that business out. I can't even warranty it, you know. So unless
yeah.
I don't know what I don't know, which I didn't know until, you know, a couple of years ago, then soldier on, get your reviews and fucking not have a think about what you're really doing.